Okay, 2 minutes Torah, Parshas Vayetze, Bereishis, Chavtes Yud Zion, 29:17. So it says that Ve'ene Leah Rakos, V'rach Leisi Pastor, V'yafos Mara, and Leah's eyes were Rakos, right? So what does that mean, Rakos? They were unattractive. That's what we learn often. That's what Rashi says. There's two different views, but Rashi says they were unattractive. Why? Because Leah thought that she was the oldest and she was going to have to marry Yitzchak's oldest. Who was Yitzchak's oldest? Esav. And she wasn't excited about that at all. So she was crying. And from her tears, it used to be that women, the main thing that you saw was their eyes. They covered the whole face and their eyes were there. The Gemara and Tainus even tells us that all you have to see is a woman's eyes. So you saw Leah's eyes and they were puffy. They were red from crying. That made her unattractive. That's what Rashi says. But it really, if you look in the Gemara, there's a second view. Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rava's view, but Rabbi Eliezer says that her eyes were beautiful. They were regal. They were royal. So what does that mean? So Rav David Feinstein says a beautiful pshat. He says a beautiful explanation, which I think we can all see, learn an incredible life lesson from. And he'll merge the two. He says, you're right. They're both true. She cried. They were red and they were puffy. But they were also beautiful and attractive. Why? Because why was she crying? What was that? She didn't want to marry Esav. The depth of her was so deep, she couldn't stop from crying because she didn't want to do that. That's a inner beauty. And you know what's even more so is that Yaakov saw that and he knew that. And we all see that. We all see that inner beauty is much more important than outer beauty. And we even know from Leah, she was regal and royal. The Kohanim, the kingship, and she was one of the Imahos. She was one of the foremothers, right? That's unbelievable. She had this beauty in her. And outside beauty, although it's important, I'm not going to deny that, you know, that can change. Her eyes can become beautiful. Once she married Yaakov, they probably were. She was beautiful. So that redness in her eyes, it was really inner beauty. And in life, we should always see the inner beauty of people much more importantly than the outer beauty. Have a fabulous Shabbos.